And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Remember this one when Nautilus was big? No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. Is that scriptural? Maybe. Also, there is a reason. You know, I always go, well, what's the reason? There is a reason. We'll take a look at old records as we go on the flip side, and then we'll close it out with three words to live by.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. I've been running,
now I'm running. The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station.
Prayers are urgently needed for Christians who are being barred from seeking asylum after leaving refugee camps amid harassment by Muslim migrants. This is truth itself. A Christian charity is pressuring the Greek government to change a policy that is preventing homeless Christian refugees who fled persecution, bullying, and threats inside the Moria refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos from being able to apply for asylum and gain help via the United Nations. The London-based British-Pakistani Christian Association recently wrote to the UN and Greek authorities on behalf of Pakistani Christian refugees who fled from Lesbos Island's famous Moria asylum camp due to the level of persecution they experienced at the hands of Muslims inside the camp. BPCA President Wilson Chowdhury told the Christian Post that he has been told Greek authorities have put in place a geographical restriction that is effectively blocking asylum seekers who escape persecution at one of the refugee camps on the Greek islands from being able to apply for asylum with the Greek authorities on the mainland without having to return to the very camp where they were persecuted. Chowdhury explained that the only exception to that rule is if an asylum seeker has a severe health condition that qualifies as a mitigating factor to allow his or her asylum application to be assessed on the Greek mainland. He is calling on Greece's ambassador to the United Kingdom to change the policy. A new study showed two things Americans are most stressed about. One, healthcare expenses, and two, saving for retirement. One phone call right now can take care of both of these. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 to your retirement every month. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
If it's really that precious to you, are you displaying it in your house?
It's so easy to get overwhelmed by stuff that you never look at and you never use. Kathy Lipp on Focus on the Family Minute sharing how you can decide what to keep and what to get rid of.
Could I have one tub for the things that I'm not displaying in my house, but I want to keep? And it gives me some parameters. It's like saying, I'm going to answer these 10 emails in 15 minutes. When I'm able to box myself in and give myself a goal, it's amazing how easy the decisions become. But when you don't have any criteria for making the decision, everything stays. And so if it's not worthy of being displayed in your house, you have to figure out why you're going to keep it. The nice thing is we can take pictures of stuff, and it can have the same emotional impact as actually having the item.
Conquer clutter and bring peace and order to your home. Hear more from Kathy at familyminute.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Don't want you to think we forgot about anybody. So for the day part, the sky right now, the day, the vision outside this window is bright and light out. And if you're listening to this and it's 10:30 or 11 o'clock, it's dark out. I got you both covered. Again, big props to the San Diego people who are connected to KPRZ, connected to the cause on taking care of kids, feeding these kids, saving the lives of these kids through Save the Children and through Scott Wilder. And you guys raised 110%. It says 109, but there's another straddling $30 or $40. 110% you guys did above and beyond. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all you're hearing me say. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank each and every one of you, but I think it takes a long time to say thank you, thank you, thank you like 30,000 times. So I can't do it, so I'm not going to do it. Here we have an interesting DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. The title is No Pain, No Gain. No Pain, No Gain. We do want to recognize Agent Squire is doing a great job filling in for our very own Tugboat Todd, who has been on vacation and will be back tomorrow. So we want to thank Agent Squire for stepping in. He did a great job. The first time you do a show after you haven't done a show for a while, it's a little awkward because you got to get the buttons down. But by the time you've done it four, five, six times, you start kind of rolling. And anything surprise you in any of this other than you had to sit through it for the full 2 hours? Is anything shocking that you came across?
I think that was it.
The buttons?
No, you putting up with you.
Well, that does, I think my wife would be the first one to nominate you. That does speak highly of your level of patience, much greater than you think it is, that you could just survive across from me and live through this experience and will always be able to tell these war stories to people that you know around a campfire. And that's good. Okay. I just want you to know that.
Well, I remember a year ago I said, maybe someday I'll be producing your show, and here we are.
There you go. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Not the way I think you were thinking, but but that's okay. All right, here we go. So the first one, no pain, no gain. Here it is. Here's the reality. We are Christians. Bible-believing, born again, the most part, evangelical Christians. We believe the Word of God is between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. It's the 39 in the old and the 27 in the new. We don't think the Apocrypha is part of the written scriptures. We have our book. We're confident that God can write a book. We believe he can create the universe. We believe he can write a book. We find it ironic that there are people who claim to be Christians out there but reject the words of Jesus. That, of course, doesn't work. But as Christians, we do have multitude and a multitude and a multitude of benefits. I mean, let me tell you something. Fire insurance is pretty good. Let's not lie to one another. But that is not the only benefit, although that's a big one. We have a lot of blessings and a lot of different things going on, and to our advantage, we get one blessing after another. In Romans chapter 1, it talks about the blessings that continue through Jesus. It's cool, right? But that does not negate that there is pain that we have to encounter, and somewhere along the line, somebody in some, you know, marketing scheme tried to communicate that Christianity means everything is always roses and there's never any problems or any difficulties. I would hearken to point out to people that roses have thorns, and it's important to note that that while there are a tremendous amount of blessings, and brother and sister, there are, there's still some stuff we got to go through. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 through 2 says this, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you." You know that trial you're going through? All right, let's take five areas, right? How about that trial you're going through in finances? Okay, that's usually a good one. If it's not rent, or if it's not the car payment, it's not the insurance, you know, maybe it's food, maybe you want to take a trip, maybe you want to do a few things and you can't, and you're feeling that pain of that difficulty, there's not enough there. Maybe it's in not just finances, maybe it's in relationships, that there's somebody in your life, spouse, children, parents, could be any of that, that just, there's just a soreness. And you just like, ugh. That's the feeling. I can't get it, put it in words. Ugh. That's it. Or maybe you're having some health issues and there's some pain you're going through and it's frustrating. And it is frustrating. Or maybe you're going through emotional issues. A lot of people in today in society have suffered tremendously on the emotional scale, going up and down and up and down. And it seems like the society and the world itself is kind of losing it. And maybe you're just that person who's feeling a lot of pain because you had certain expectations that you were growing up with, that maybe you thought that the picket fence and the White House and the perfect family was something that you were entitled to. And that was something you were going to get because you did, you know, after all, see it in a cartoon or something, or on Ozzy and Harriet. And you just thought it didn't happen and my expectations have been dashed. And that's painful. I don't want you to misunderstand. Not all of Christianity is painful. There are some pretty cool things. I think when you get before the Lord and you pray and that answer comes, and you know, there's times you go, man, I wonder if that was the Lord really doing that. But there's other times you pray and you absolutely know that was God. I mean, you testify before anybody, say, that's the Lord. That was God. I know it. I prayed about it. This happened. Boom. And there are some great blessings. There are times when you've been in fellowship or in worship or in the Bible, and all of a sudden it's though you're, I don't know if it's fair to say it, but it's as though you were transported, and all of a sudden you understand what you're reading, you understand how you're praying, you understand what's going on in worship, you're connected to the Lord. That's like, it's incredible. It's incredible when that illumination button goes off and you get it. It's fantastic. But it's also equally hard when things don't go so well. And then we sit there and we try and think, well, God is good, so everything God does, you know, must be good. And then we interpret the word good to mean he won't spank us. Just like, yeah, it's not in there. It's funny, though, but it's not in there. So we've got this fair level of blessing and grace and mercy and a fair level of discomfort. And so the title of this is No Pain, No Gain, because what I want to do in the next segment is I want to lay down a theology for painful trials. I'm going to lay down a theology that I'm going to use the scripture. I'm not making it up. I'm just going to use the scripture and talk about what the purpose is, so that at least if we can look at these trials with more of a divine insight, they won't seem to drain the life out of us as much as they tend to do. You know, that drive home, Chris has that drive home, I have that drive home. It's a really long drive, right? It's probably an hour, you know, somewhere in that hour range, depending on what's going on. Well, you know, there's many things that can go on during that hour. Probably one of them shouldn't be the full concentration of how long the drive is and how rotten the drivers are. But what we will look at is what possible benefit could there be from a painful trial? And the Lord tells us. Don't go anywhere. It's pretty good stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Paint the top of your keys with different color fingernail polish. It helps you quickly identify which key is which.
That's a life hack. Those simple little tricks that can make life a lot easier.
Put a glass of water in the microwave when you're reheating pizza. This keeps the crust from getting chewy.
You'll find all kinds of life hacks with a quick internet search. But life hacks have been around a lot longer than the internet. There's a whole book of what you might call life hacks in the Bible. They're in the book of Proverbs, and they include gems like this.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
And get this, the book of Proverbs has 31 chapters, so you can read a chapter a day every month and get a steady stream of life hacks or life wisdom.
Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs.
You can learn more about the benefits of daily life hack, well, daily Bible reading at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Every time you see. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California. Don't forget to go to KPRZ.com to check out everything ever in the universe that you were ever wondering about in San Diego. Oh, wait, maybe not. But you can get different events and different things that are going on, not the least of which is a connection to CrazyPriceMall.com, which gives you the opportunity to buy stuff at 50% off. Stuff at 50%. That's a good deal. 50% off. If you don't understand, you buy wholesale, you sell retail. That's how you're supposed to do it. Okay? All right. Okay. Here we go. We just talked about the realities that there are blessings. Showers of blessings. You don't want me singing that. Blessings for many Christians in many ways. And we should count our blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there's so many you can't count them. But there are also times when there's pain. And we get that from 1 Peter 4:12. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the painful trial you're suffering as though some strange thing were happening to you. Not that strange, but a fair question, I think, theologically, is why is pain allowed? In other words, if you're going to be a Christian and you're going to say yes, I'm going to say yes to Jesus, then, you know, I'm believing that all things work together for good. And I'm believing that he loves me. And I'm believing that no matter what my sins were, the blood of Jesus Christ has covered them. I seek not to live that life which was lost, but to walk in the strength and power that he provides, specifically now through the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit abiding in me. But then why is pain allowed? It's a fair question to ask one another. I don't think it's a fair question to ask God in the context that asking God with the arrogant spirit that most of us do, it's amazing that we're all still breathing. And God doesn't owe any person any explanation. So when people say, well, that's not fair, God should do it this way, it's like God doesn't owe you. You're not on the top of his list to make sure that you think he's terrific. Okay? It doesn't quite work that way. But scripture does give us a clear direction to go in why pain is allowed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by the fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. It's very specific in the scripture. These have come, these all kinds of trials, these suffering griefs from all kinds of trials have come so that your faith may be proved genuine. The main reason that trials and painful trials are allowed in our lives is to make sure for us to see that our faith is legitimate. You got to let that sink in, because what you might be thinking is, well, you know, I think my faith is legitimate. Let me explain to you that God knows every nuance of your faith, everywhere where it prevails and everywhere where it fails. God doesn't need to be taught anything by your experience of trials. But you and I, we have a long way to go. We have a mountain to climb when it comes to understanding where our faith really is or is not. And the scripture says this trial, these griefs, this suffering, they've come so that your faith may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. You need to know that your faith is real. God doesn't need to know it. He knows. He knows whether it's fake, real. He knows whether it's 20% or 80%. I don't know what it is for you. I'm not even sure I know what it is for me. But I know that the trials that we go through are allowed to make it absolutely clear that our faith be proved genuine so we can know the legitimacy of our faith. And you think, wow, you're trying to tell me that God lets trials into our lives that can be painful and difficult so that we can see where our faith is really at? Ding, 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 ding. Give that guy a bonus. You win. Yes. Why? Because we need to know where we're at. I mean, there's a sidebar to this, which I happen to like. 1 Peter 4:13 says, "But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exaltation." The reality is that when you and I go through painful trials, it connects us to Jesus. See, that's like huge bonus. But we need to make sure our faith is legit. It needs to be real. How many times did the disciples of Jesus Christ, when they would come across a hard saying, something they didn't understand, go, well, who can do this? Right? And then Jesus turned to his own disciples, the 12, and goes, are you 12 going to go? And they're like, nope, we got nowhere else to go. There's nobody else that's got the words of life. Here's the reality. You don't have anywhere else to go. That pain is allowed to make sure that your faith is legit. And your faith being legit is so important, because if that faith dies, you're not there. So you want the Lord to strengthen your faith. You want the Lord to allow these things in our lives that will prove our faith. It's funny because you know on purpose that it's talked about in the context of being refined by fire, which means fire. I don't know if you know this or not, but fire is hot. Okay, there's a lot of things it is. Hot is one of them. And that hot fire, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of heat and a lot going on with that hot fire. And our faith, like metals under hot fire, is refined. They used to call it, it's a great worship song called Refiner's Fire. Like, come on. That stuff all matters. You need to know your faith is legit. You need to see your own faith in action when you're going through the trial. Now, you might be saying, Dave, I go through these trials. I see all the bad points. Yeah, but you might not be focusing on any of the good points. And that's a reality. You might just be going, I failed at 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, but look what you did at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So if that trial connects us to Jesus, which is a fantastic thing by itself, and nobody could argue that, and that trial enables us to see the legitimacy of our faith, then you don't have to ask why you're going through trials. You should just stop asking, as though some strange thing were happening to you. In fact, Peter kind of says, dear friends, don't be surprised. It's like, he's like, what? You should know. It's like maybe a little Yiddish in there. You should know you're going through it. Get over it. Get a spoon. It's like, it doesn't matter. You're going to go through it. God's going to show you the legitimacy of your faith, and he's going to show you your connection to Jesus. And that ain't going to change. If you're in with him, you're going to go through that to the end. Hey, John was on the island of Patmos. You know why John was on the island of Patmos before he wrote the book of Revelation? He was there because he was sharing the word of God, and they banned him. They isolated him. He was 95 or so. Wow. Bye. You're all by yourself now, dude. Of course, that's when the book of Revelation came to him, so not a bad call. Let it show you the legitimacy of who you are and what you believe. When we come back, we're going to look at that next step. There is always one. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Why is it so important to be accountable to a friend?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey for Monday, July 24th.
My wife and I moved to a new city 3 months ago, and we wanted to find a church and get connected as quickly as possible. I think it just comes down to accountability. If we don't get connected quickly, then we start to get lazy spiritually.
He's a wise young man to get connected quickly. If we don't seek out the accountability of others in a local church, we'll find ourselves isolated and vulnerable to temptation. The Bible says that the devil prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. I've heard that African lions prey on weak, unsuspecting animals. They go after those straggling behind the herd, away from the protection of others. In the same way, if we refuse to be accountable to one another, we can be easy prey for the enemy of our souls. We can become so distracted by prosperity and busy schedules that we don't even notice when a lion has us in his sights. We need the perspective that accountability provides. One final thought. Are you connected with others in a local church? They may help you recognize areas in which you are easy prey for the enemy. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Separation from a spouse or legal partner is difficult, plain and simple. Child custody, visitation challenges, spousal support disagreements, and so forth can be incredibly messy if proper legal groundwork has not been set. Family law attorney Robert J. Balmer has been helping separated couples navigate the uneasy waters of divorce and legal separation for over 40 years. Robert is an experienced professional and will always talk to you straight. If you need help with any family law situation, call Robert Balmer, B-A-U-M-E-R, for a free legal consultation. He'll give you good, sound advice about your situation and what should be done. For a free consultation with Robert, call 619-497-0054. The law offices of Robert J. Balmer, a good team to have on your side. 619-497-0054. 619-497-0054.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We've been talking about no pain, no gain. Finding out that there is a reason for these trials that take place that Peter referred to, these fiery trials. Different types of trials, suffering, grief trials, that these trials help make legitimate our faith. I was going to say legitimize, but I don't know if I like that word because it's like jazzercise, and I don't like that. I don't like jazzercise. Just doesn't work for me. But the idea is that the truth is that pain in these trials is allowed to make sure we understand how legitimate our faith really is. It also connects us to Jesus. If you are not familiar with that, then you have not read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So it's not complex. Jesus suffered a great deal of pain, and that suffering that you might go through has a great opportunity to connect you to it. Now, about this time, you've got the people who are in the prosperity gospel who are going, blah, 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 blah. Listen, you want to be a mature Christian? Then you want to be as much like Jesus as is possible. So I just find it, you know, don't ask God for patience because he'll give it to you. Sorry, don't you want to be the best that God wants to make you? Oh. Otherwise, you're just being immature, right? Okay. So we are going to go on for that because I want to be honest about it. And I will tell you right now, sometimes I go through a fiery trial, don't like it. I don't care. I don't like it. You think I'm going to lie to God? Oh, yeah, no. I love this. Keep dropping that pencil in my forehead. It's fantastic. Okay. That's not true. And sometimes that pain that we go through makes it, get ready for the key phrase, feel like we're separated from God. It feels like he's miles and miles away. Let's look at the passage, Psalm 22, verse 1 through 3. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night, and am not silent. This is what Jesus quoted on the cross, but this is what the psalmist wrote. Where are you? That's the psalm. Where are you? But here's what people don't do. They stop right there at verse 2. Stop. Because Jesus on the cross, same thing. My God, why have you forsaken me? And pain and painful trials makes it seem like we're separated from God. But if you stop short in the verse, you'll never get it. Because verse 3, the next verse, says, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. Get ready. In you, our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you, they trusted and were not disappointed. Here's what happens. We do verse 1 and 2. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cry out by day. But you do not answer by night. And am not silent. And in the next verse, it says, yet. In many translations, the word is but. And just in case you don't know the dictionary definition of the word but or yet, it means nevertheless or on the other hand. So now watch as you do this in practical language. Oh my God, I cry out day and you do not answer at night and am not silent. But on the other hand, you're enthroned as the Holy One. You're the praise of Israel. Our fathers put their trust in you. They trusted you. You delivered them. They cried to you when they were saved. And you, in you they trusted. They weren't disappointed. So all of that is valid to say, all, you know, like, oh, where are you? Where are you? But on the other hand, and what do we know for sure? What do you know for sure about God? Ready? Here's something you can just write. You don't have to put it in a fortune cookie, but you can write it on your forehead. Ready? God's track record is awesome. If he has not abandoned you to this point, you already know he's never going to abandon you. You've already done enough for him to abandon you. Yep, but he didn't, and he hasn't. You might not have God engage with you in all the ways that you like, but he's still there with you. You might want God to communicate to you with a little bit of a memo. You might want God to come out and send a candygram. I understand. But here's the bottom line. He hasn't left you. And if he hasn't left you from all the rubbish you've done to this point, he's not leaving. Period. See if anybody figured out that candygram. That was a good line. God's track record is awesome. Ready? We talked about this. You want to see how one letter makes a difference? I love this. Ready? Ready? Disappointment. That's the book I wrote. Church disappointment, his appointment, right? That's the title. Here's the key. If you take disappointment and move the D and replace it with an H, what do you got? Disappointment to his appointment. You just change one letter? Yep. And it goes from me going, wah, wah, to, all right, Lord, you're in charge. Disappointment to his appointment. You know what Job said in the midst of all of his struggle? Right in the middle of all of it. He goes, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. You're thinking, well, you seem to be pretty mad at God, Job. But there you are making that declaration right there in the middle of it all saying, yeah, even if he kills me, I'm going to trust him. That is what we need. We need the but. We need the on the other hand. We need to learn the word nevertheless. Because that's where it all changes. Because that pain may feel like God is separated from you, but it's not. He's not. He's not separated from you. He's never been separated. He's never abandoned you. He promised he would never abandon you. He has never abandoned you. And just in practical thinking, if he hasn't done it by now, he ain't going anywhere. But what we need to do is make a couple of changes. We need to appreciate that God's trying to teach us how to have legitimate faith. We got to appreciate that God is connecting us to Jesus Christ so we get it. We need to walk around understanding the meaning of the word but, which is on the other hand. I'm going through a lot of stuff, but on the other hand, I'm going to heaven. Ah, that's good. We need to learn to change disappointment to his appointment. And yes, I did that on purpose. We need to say, though God slay me, yet will I trust him, and I mean it. Here's the thing. Do you think that God just wants to leave you in the lurch? That's God's big desire. It's got nothing to do. He wants to take care of everybody but you. And he wants to stick you on a limb somewhere on a tree and just laugh at you. Really? Really? I hate to tell you this. You're not going to like this. You're not that special. Sorry. Nobody's that special. Where God singles you out and sticks you on a tree and makes fun of you while the whole universe laughs. Yeah, you're not that great. That's all I'm saying. Come on. Everything you've gone through, has he not brought you through it? Everything you've encountered, has he not taught you through it? Has he not brought you through it? Has he not shaped you as you went? Do you know where he is? You're like, where is God? You know where he is? Right next to you. Now, you might be freaking out because you don't see him, and maybe you don't feel him, but you had better believe him. And when he said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, it's either true or a lie. Make a choice. Jesus is either telling the truth or he's lying. Make a call. You choose. Here's what the psalmist said. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. Because it was his appointment, not disappointment. All right, when we come back, we're going to look at the three words that we got to live by. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Benjamin Franklin remains a household name more than 200 years after his death. To be remembered after your death, Franklin said, you must either write things worth reading or do things worth writing about. And he seems to have done both. Being remembered is a worthy goal, but not for reasons of fame. Instead, the legacy we leave behind for our children and others is definitely worth considering. It's not important that people write books about us, but it is important that they be encouraged to live a good and godly life because of being touched by the life we live. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's ways to build a legacy on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. Did you know that some believers claim that according to 1 John 2:27, Bible reading is all you need to do because the Holy Spirit will teach you all you need to know? Well, that passage doesn't imply that Bible study or teachers are unnecessary at all. In fact, John was exhorting his readers to hold fast to what they'd already learned and reject those teachers who would deny Christ and try to deceive them. You should also follow his exhortation. Don't worry about being deceived. The Holy Spirit is your lie detector. He'll help you discern what's true from what's false, but only if you know the Scripture. Should be your meditation all day long. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Well, we've been having a challenging hour. I think it's been challenging for us to talk about trials, painful trials, and getting through them and looking at why those painful trials are a part of our lives. We see in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through 7, that there's a process that takes place that our faith becomes more legitimate as we endure these trials. Also, we're able to connect to Jesus in that much more of a closer level. And then we talked about in the very last segment how that times and troubles and difficulties and pain feel like God is separating from us, but then we find out that that is absolutely not the case and that God doesn't separate from us. And that we do find out that his track record is awesome. And that what we consider to be a disappointment is often a his appointment. And that even as Job said, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. So it takes you down to this place. Eventually we understand, and I think there is an easy way to say this, that God has been, is, and will always be very, very close. When he makes the commitment, he doesn't abandon. And there's a passage which you know, and I know, when I think I use this every day in prayer, and I think a lot of people should use it every day in prayer. You know it well, we'll go over it, but then we'll really nail down this little element. So Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So you do immediately understand, trust in the Lord with all your heart means not part of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. If we could stop leaning on our own understanding, we would look at things so much wiser. Scripture is clear. We walk by faith and not by sight. It's not just by what you process in your brain. It's what you see when you can see it with God in the picture. The passage says, in all your ways acknowledge him, coming before the Lord first, not last, in everything acknowledging him, and the Lord will make your path straight. He'll give you that direction that you're supposed to go. So I told you about this a year ago. I'm telling you about it again. I don't mind. It's good for me to remind myself. I had a dream when I was pastoring in Flagstaff, Arizona. I had the sermon notes. Sermon notes can be a ton of words or not a ton of words. There's no one way it goes. And I had all these different elements in life, probably about 30 different things listed. And in the dream, I was speaking at a church, and the church was kind of a church in the round where there were people north, south, east, and west, which I always interpreted as, you know, I should be telling everybody no matter what direction I'm going. And in the entire dream, I would read one of the issues, and then I would give the answer. And the answer was always the same, and everybody who was listening, there's a couple hundred people, everybody who was listening would say it all together in unison. So I would say, finances. And the answer is three words. And then everybody would go, trust in God. This was in the dream. By the way, I took this dream and actually taught this, and the church did exactly that. So it was really kind of cool. That wasn't really prophetic. It was just really cool. So then I would say relationships. And everybody would go, trust in God. And then we go to the next subject, right? So, faithfulness, trust in God. Security, trust in God. Fear, trust in God. Every area that we would mention, the answer was trust in God. It's just three words to live by. These are the, you know, it's like feeling a lot of frustration, trusting God. Listen, it's ironic that within Scripture it talks about depression and discouragement, and it doesn't say, oh, if you're depressed, you're bad. If it doesn't say you're discouraged, you're bad. But it does say lift yourself up in God. In other words, there might be medicines you might need to take. There might be some therapy you need to go to, but God is a part of that equation. And so in everything that you're going through, even in being depressed, part of that solution is trust in God. You're worried that things might not be the way you hope they're going to be in the future, and expectation. Trust in God. Whatever it is, whatever you can come at with, whatever you come up with, the government's going crazy. Trust in God. They're gonna force this, that, or whatever. Trust in God. What if they stop rounding up Christians? Trust in God. What if the rapture happens? Trust in God. There's nothing that you can say that I can't answer that with. Nothing. So here is the simplicity of it all. Ready? Trust in God. That's it. Put your question down. Put your frustration down. Put it down on a piece of paper. I don't care. Write it out. And then give the answer. Trust in God. Because that's going to be an answer for everything you go through. Every pain, every moment, every trial, every frustration. Every time you do the dread, you know what the dread is? The dread is when you get in your car and you're going somewhere and you go, you know, God can make it different, right? Trust in God. You know what? You're trusting him for your eternity. Why don't we trust him for our current? We're trusting him to live forever with him. Why aren't we trusting him for the next 5 minutes? Trust in God answers every question. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
For there is one who is faithful and true. He's a prince, he's a warrior. And brings life to you. He hates them all.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.